Mistletoe Rescue by In Dreams. Granger, a hand if you could. Freezing, Hermione released a sigh even as her lips twitched. Marking her page, she set her book aside and rose to her feet with a wide stretch. Cocking her head to the side, she called out, "What is it?" Theo's voice came back a bit strangled.
"It's difficult to explain, really."
Ever since she had agreed to move into Theo's flat, a mutual convenience, after Harry had announced his engagement to Luna and she no longer felt comfortable living at Grimmauld Place, her life had taken on a new level of interest. Of course, along with Theo came the nearly ubiquitous presence of Draco Malfoy, which Theo had conveniently forgotten to mention. While the three of them had cleared most of the bad blood lingering between them during their eighth year, almost 5 years ago, she still wouldn't have considered either of them friends. Only now, they were essentially both her roommates, and while they largely left her to her own devices, and neither of them were overt, she couldn't help but suspect they were involved with one another in some capacity. Walking into the corridor, her mouth dropped open. Leaning against one wall, one pale brow lifted, was Draco. Theo stood beside him, his arms folded, expression irritated. Above them both hung a massive bough of magical mistletoe.
"Don't tell me," she began, holding back a desperate fit of giggles. "You've got yourselves trapped underneath that."
"Draco hung it right bloody above where I was standing," Theo exclaimed, eyes narrowed.
Rolling his eyes, Draco waved a flippant hand.
"You stepped beneath it. Bad timing was all."
Clapping a hand over her mouth, Hermione felt tears of mirth sting her eyes. They both shot her matching scowls. Gasping, she managed,
"Well, you can get yourselves out then, right?"
"Nope,"
Draco said, inspecting his cuticles as he drew out the pee sound. His gray eyes snapped up to meet hers, sparkling with humor.
"We can't help one another. You're going to have to free us both."
Lips twitching with a smirk, Theo eyed her.
"No big deal, yeah? Shouldn't be a problem."
As the reality of the situation finally clicked in, a breath caught in her throat. The only problem was that, while they were clearly indulging in one another, she couldn't help her own interest in both of them. She didn't care for the look they exchanged.
"So," Draco prompted, turning to face her as he grabbed the back of Theo's head with a possessive hand.
She watched as his fingers coiled into Theo's dark locks.
"Separately or together at once?"
Theo's tongue darted out to moisten his lips as he shifted closer into Draco's hold. Mouth dry, Hermione slammed her lips shut and forced a thick swallow. As she stared between the two of them, tension pushing her to run, Theo's hazel eyes flashed.
"It's fine, Granger. We don't have to ever speak of it." "Unless," Draco breathed, his voice quiet as his eyes briefly caught Theo's. "You want to?"
Matching his tone, Theo added,
"You might want to."
Her heart stalled in her chest, her eyes widening as she tried to wrap her head around exactly what it was that they were implying. She felt starkly outnumbered, and her face flared with heat at the way they were both staring at her. Had she been so obvious with her intrigue, or was this perhaps something else altogether?
"Fine," she ground out, stepping towards Theo.
Without preamble, she pressed a quick kiss to his lips before drawing back, ignoring the twist in her stomach. Snorting, Theo remained where he stood, and with a muttered,
"You have to fucking mean it, Granger,"
he dug both of his hands into her curls, drawing her mouth back to his. When his tongue grazed hers, heat raced through her, and she sank into his touch for a moment before remembering Draco, and she wrenched away. But the blonde was eyeing the pair of them with lust, and he purred,
"Don't stop on my account."
Theo stepped free of the mistletoe with a smirk, his hand lingering against the small of her back, just above the curve of her arse. And he whispered,
"Go on, love. I want to watch."
Chest lifting with shallow breaths, Hermione stepped closer to Draco, her eyes flickering to his mouth as she attempted to process everything that was happening. The heat in his gaze caused a tight clenching in her core. Swallowing and shaking her head, she mused,
"This wasn't an accident at all, was it?"
Snickering, Draco tugged at her curls, drawing her closer. He breathed,
"Not even a little," before dragging her mouth to his.